All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
So, Alex, in the transportation nation of the future, what are the goals, the hopes, and the dreams? What are we going to be seeing?
We're going to be seeing a world where things talk to each other and make a lot of the decisions faster and quicker than we humans ever could. We're going to have cars that are speaking on these, like, basically shortwave radio conversations with each other to the stoplight saying, hey, I'm coming up here, that's going to be talking to the train that's coming down the way and saying, hold on, I'm going to have to make you car red. And the car might even know how to brake ahead of time. The car might even realize that cars ahead of it are braking around a corner and suggest to you with your built-in GPS that you should take a different route. And this is all called near-field communication. The Department of Transportation of the U.S., the Federal Department of Transportation, is investing some big money into tests. There's a town in Michigan, Ann Arbor, the college town, where they've already outfitted 3,000 cars to drive around, and they're just testing and seeing what happens when cars can talk to each other. And then the generation after that is the cars might actually start to brake and accelerate, or just suggest that you brake or accelerate based on what all these other moving machines are telling them is happening around them.